Welcome to American Road Trip Talk, where we introduce you to the people behind the stories in American Road Magazine and introduce you to travel destinations. My name is Foster Brown. Our summer 2016 issue was dedicated to the theme of comic strips and the American Road. Our Memory Motel column, which I wrote, focused on the Little Abner Motel in eastern Kentucky. You might imagine a rustic and rather rugged haven of rest that matched the cornpone antics of Al Capp's famous characters like Mammy and Pappy Yoakum, Daisy May, and Little Abner himself. But as you'll hear from Billy D. Abner, the current proprietor, that's far from true, although the motel is still nestled in some of the most beautiful country you can imagine near the Red River Gorge and some of the finest rock climbing in all of the country. Billy's accent may be a bit thick, but I think that you'll enjoy getting to know his down-home hospitality and will make the Little Abner Motel a stop on your journey. The American Road Trip Talk is brought to you today by Marinette County, Wisconsin, where you're invited to visit the real North.
Now is the perfect time to plan the ultimate Northwoods vacation in Marinette County. Marinette County has everything your family needs for a great summer vacation. Come and explore our amazing county, which has 14 beautiful waterfalls, hundreds of streams, rivers and lakes for fishing, water skiing or boating, or ride over 300 miles of connected ATV trails. We offer a large variety of parks and campgrounds across the county with amazing amenities. So pack up the kids and head up to Marinette County. And remember, visit therealnorth.com.
My guest is Billy D. Abner, the current owner of the Little Abner Motel in Slade, Kentucky. Basically, your dad came out of retirement back in 1955, and that's when you built the original Abner Motel in Stanton, Kentucky, right?
Yeah, he didn't come out of retirement. He was just working somewhere for about 15 years, and he just quit and started building on the rent stuff, yeah. Okay. And Mom, she was still working at the same time.
So you were at the time, you kind of grew up around this as it was, you kind of grew up with the trade?
Yeah, I lived there at the motel, I reckon, since I was about 5 years old. I started school at 5, but we moved over when I was third grade. So since I was 7 years old, yeah, I lived there.
You've kind of lived and breathed motels your whole life.
Yeah. But I worked 35 years with the East Kentucky Power and Rural Electric Cooperatives in the state of Kentucky. I retired from that too.
Okay. So it sounds like in order to keep going with this, you folks had like a full-time job somewhere, and then you also worked at the motel, right?
Yeah, we've always, you're always working in motel. Small towns, that's what you got to do.
Sure. So basically, you never stop working.
Yeah, you never stop working. Yeah, I'm 68 now, and I retired from that, but I've got both motels now. Mom, she's 86, and Dad died in 2012 at 89. I've been running the motel, for quite a while, but the one down here was still in their name.
The Abner Motel. Now, you mentioned that when you came back from Vietnam, this would be about 1970?
Well, that's when I got out of service. I come out in Vietnam. I was in Vietnam, I was 68. I came back to the stateside in January 69. Then I got out. We started working on it after I got out of service in 70, about early 70s.
Was it something that you had planned to do, or was it just as you came out, you were looking for something new to do?
No, Dad had bought the land while I was in. It sold in 4 tracks.
So you really are kind of in the back of beyond there and have had to make things work by creating your own water system, your own sewer system, and everything else. Tell me about your clientele that's come through there.
Well, the clientele, it's a seasonal business. I close the 1st of December, and I open up about the last 2 weekends in March. Right now is the way it goes. It's seasonal. You don't have hardly anything coming in during the winter. But you get a lot of, I get a lot of rock climbers. They come from all over. Well, they come from Spain, France, Germany, Australia, Canada. They come from all over the world in the rock climb.
Yeah.
I think in Red River Gorge, it's one of the top 5 in the nation for rock climbing. And also we have Natural Bridge State Park.
Right.
It also has, some trails and a sky lift and things like that. But there's lots of hiking trails in the Red River Gorge area. And then I get, at the motel, I get a lot of people that have family reunions every weekend, probably starting around the middle of May to about the middle of October. I got reunions. I got a big reunion shelter to hold about 100, 150, something like that. Come in for reunions every year, and they book their rooms when they leave too. Wow. Most of my guests book their rooms when they leave for the next year. Yeah, a lot of my people are repeat customers.
I would imagine.
My philosophy is keep your rooms clean, keep your prices reasonable, and give good customer service. And that's everything else takes care of itself.
It does. I tell you, I looked at the reviews that were out there, Billy, and you've gotten excellent reviews. I noticed that there was a young lady named Danielle Kindred who did some murals on your buildings there. Tell me about that. How did that?
She's around the local area there, and she was doing some work for me, and I reckon she's an artist, and so I had her do some murals on the walls, sort of take up sort of the blank-looking back side of the block wall.
Mm-hmm.
And so she did one of the eagle and stuff on the end of one, and she did one. I get a lot of four-wheeler Jeep groups that come in.
Mm-hmm.
And the motorcycle, I was getting ready to do some motorcycle ones on the backside, but she's not around anymore. But I've had some old car groups that come in, associations, and they come in there and stay for 3 or 4 days.
My guest is Billy D. Abner, the current owner of the Little Abner Motel in Slade, Kentucky. You really, it sounds, Billy, you sound like you're really set for families. And for those large.
Yeah, I am. It's more of a family thing. But right. I've got chairs. What they like to do is I have chairs outside of each room. They like to sit out there and sort of congregate. We're right off the main road. We're right off the main road of Route 11, Kentucky 11. Like when you get off the Mountain Parkway at Exit 33.
Mm-hmm.
You go south on Kentucky 11 toward Natural Bridge State Park, and we're 1 mile from an exit on the left. And then the state park is 1 mile past me on the right. Yeah, I've been there so long now, we're almost like a destination.
I would say you were, because you're not. How far are you from the entrance to the park?
1 mile. Natural Bridge State Park. 1 mile. And then on the other side of the parkway, we're probably about 2 miles from the entrance, sort of going through into Red River Gorge. You go through the town of Nada, or Nada, and you got a one-lane sort of tunnel that you go through.
Mm-hmm.
So getting into the park area, and once you get through there, and it was dug out and I think built by hand and blasted, years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a one lane. And then there's once you get over going through the Red River Gorge, there's about a 30-mile sort of what I call a drive around, 30 to 31-mile drive around. And off that drive around, there's all kinds of trails and different things type and go to. It's a lot. It's interesting. People come in and say, we're going to go over and walk the gorge area. And I said, well, which trail are you walking? They said, well, we're going to walk all of them. I said, well, you'll be here more than one day.
You better sign up for
a week or two. Yeah. It's sort of like you're going to go down to Mammoth Cave and go through it. Well, which section are you going through?
Sure. Yeah.
They're huge.
Billy, do you have a family? Have you raised your family there at the motel?
No. Not. But my son, Dad died. I turned it into a partnership with my son. He's a partner with me on the one at Abner's Motel.
Are there any other kids that are involved in working with the motel?
My daughter works up here some, Casey, but she don't. That's not consistently. She just works occasional.
Did they grow up like you did around the motel? Working there and kind of being the housekeepers?
No, they grew up. they grew up about 25 miles away in Winchester, Kentucky.
Is that where your home is now?
Yeah, that's where I live. When I went to work for Rural Electric Cooperative, East Kentucky Power, I had to live in the county because I was on call. So I took training on the repairs when I was in Vietnam in the Army. They taught me.
I got you.
I took 6 months training with them. So when I come back, when I went to work for them, I had to live in Clark County, which means I had to move out of this county.
Gotcha.
Into there. So I moved close. I was about like 2 minutes to get to work, which really I didn't quite understand because I traveled the state anyway. You had to live there, but just traveling the whole state anyway. It really didn't. But that was one of the rules.
Yeah, I got you. So your kids didn't have to grow up like you did.
No, they wouldn't. They didn't grow up living in the motel. Yeah. Doorbell ringing. Eating door, ring. You got to go up and rent the room.
Was that kind of a decision on your part as you were, you know, making your own family that I'm not going to have them growing up like I did?
Well, yeah. And then years ago on the corner up there, we got up at night and rented the room and stuff. But once we built this one down here in 92, I went to a 24-hour man on the front desk.
I got you. Yeah.
So,
right.
And that took us sort of out of the being at the office all the time. You know,
You didn't have to live there 24 hours a day. You deliberately made the connection between your name and Little Abner. People come down expecting.
Well, people want to know why do we name it Little Abner, and because her name's Abner. And I said the first one was Abner's Motel, Dad, and then when they come back and I was a little more involved in it, they named it Little Abner.
Ah. So the little was like
I'm the only son that, you know, parents had. So there was no really because it was you used to have a Little Abner comic strip or whatever. There really was no connection sort of in that.
Yeah, and you didn't make the name in order to connect to that particular cartoon.
No.
You were the Little Abner.
Yeah, I was the Little Abner. Yeah.
So who was Daisy May?
Well, we're still looking for Daisy May. Because I married a brunette, so I don't know. Maybe she counts, you know.
So your wife didn't happen to be named Daisy, right?
No, it wasn't Daisy. The new generation don't even know who Little Abner was.
I was going to say, they don't even know who Al Cap was and all the rest of it that went with that.
They used to have some. They even actually made some movies, you know. Little Abner movies. Well, over in Vietnam, they call me Lum, and that was based from the Lum and Abner old radio show and stuff they used to have years ago.
Oh, Lord, that's a long way back, yeah.
Yeah, it's a long way back there, the Lum and Abner show.
Has anybody come along and tried to, use the motel like as a backdrop for something to bring back the cartoon or the characters?
No, they haven't. They've done some, they did a couple independent movies they filmed there. They were like low budget. One of them was a horror film or something like that. I had to go around and tell guests they were murdering somebody out in the parking lot, so they didn't really get all excited about, they were doing it sort of when you're getting dark.
Start calling the police.
Nobody's really getting killed here,
When was
things
that?
Like that.
When was that, Billy?
It's been probably 4 or 5 years ago. Oh, I don't even know what the name of it. Evidently, it didn't make the Oscars.
No,
so
I guess it
it's sort of one guy. I think one guy was doing that. He was out of Western Kentucky University, and he was majoring in theater or something like that.
Oh, I got you.
And he was up there doing that as part of his project. And the rock climbers, they usually come in the fall and the spring. And my two busiest months are usually July and October when the leaves change.
Oh, I bet.
October's the biggest month.
I bet it looks like it's beautiful down there. Yeah.
And there's a lot of events. And I think in October you've got, like in September they do something like Indian crafts over in the Red River Gorge area. They bring in some native Indians in and they do crafts, how they build a tomahawk, how they dig out a canoe and all that stuff.
Gotcha.
Kids and bring a school in. And then you got a lot of different events. You got they got one called Rocktoberfest.
That's
the second weekend in October. That's when all the rock climbers come in. And they have a big fundraising annual event.
Mm-hmm.
They call it Rocktoberfest.
Mm. Mm. You mentioned you have a lot of people who come there from foreign countries, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Usually you can communicate pretty good. Sometimes it gets a little hard. Most of them, we can communicate enough,
Yeah.
Kentucky accent probably don't help most of the time when they roll in. And I told them if we get desperate, we can always get those apps, where we can communicate on the phone.
And translate from Kentucky to English and then from English to whatever language they're speaking.
Yeah, I tried that Cyrus radio. It can't even hardly understand me. I get the right numbers coming through on that Bluetooth,
I love it. Well, Billy,
okay,
you take care of yourself now.
Okay, thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast and will watch for our next one as they appear on our blog page at AmericanRoadMagazine.com. You'll also find a wealth of information waiting for you on our homepage. Things like itineraries for your next trip, sweepstakes, special bargains, and a whole lot more. Until we meet again on the next American Road Trip Talk, look for us on Facebook. This is Foster Brown reminding you that the joy is in the journey.